Gamecast from MSN.
Hello, dear listener. This is Ian Lee. Welcome to the MSN Gamecast Christmas special.
Hey.
Ho, ho, ho.
Those excited people you can hear in the background are not snowmen people. Probably got to say that now. But it's Verity.
Hello.
And it's Nick.
Hello.
I warn you now, Nick is on a massive sugar rush because he's had, what was it, 13, 14 mince pies?
It felt like that. It was 10, actually.
Yeah. 10 just 10.
Mince pies. But he's been sat here, like, bouncing around in his chair. We're late starting because he's been rushing off to get staff. But now you may be having a little bit of a crash.
I feel like I'm coming down the other side.
Okay.
I should clarify, I didn't have 10 mince pies just because I was hungry. This was work. We were doing a taste test.
How is work? So hang on a minute. MSN, they've paid you to test mince pies.
It would appear so,
that
yes.
is such bullshine, dear listener. Oh, before we go any further, should we do something a little bit special?
Okay.
Should we give out the Christmas presents?
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, let's give out the Christmas presents. I've got mine in my bag over here. There's one for you.
Oh my word.
And there's one for you.
Oh, look at that.
I did get one for you. So there's my present to you. Nice bottle of booze. Where's mine?
Yay!
Okay,
thanks
come
very
on.
Much.
Okay,
tradition. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, the tradition in this country is you get a present, you give a present to receive a present. I have given my present. I am now waiting to receive two presents. Nick, you first.
There's
been a delay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What's
that's it. A slight hitch.
Yeah.
It's
on its way, though, I promise, and you'll be wowed by it when it's here.
I'm not gonna see you till the end of January.
We got an email about it today. It got held up. There was a big storm last night.
Give us a hint as to what it might be.
I can do that.
No, definitely not.
It's not the Christmas spirit.
I love Christmas. I'm so excited about Christmas. So excited about Christmas.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right, loads of stuff to cram in. Have you been playing any games this month?
Oh, yes, I have. So, people that go on the Facebook page would have seen probably that I was quite excited about the return of Dizzy.
Very excited, yes.
Yeah, so I didn't play it. Now, you guys probably did play it on the original.
She's saying we're old.
Yeah.
No, I feel bad that I didn't. I wish I did. I feel like a phony.
Yeah, but yeah, I definitely did. I was really into it on the Spectrum.
Yeah.
My old rubber keyed 48K.
They should bring up. Why don't they bring out like a Mac or a new computer with rubber keys?
Yeah, they really should, shouldn't they?
They should do. The rubber keys is the perfect ergonomic design.
Yeah.
I think I said something.
Them. And they last a long time. The only trouble was the letters rubbed off them
rather easily. Yes, you could rub off on your Spectrum. So, Verity, you've been playing... Hey, you've been playing... Dizzy's been relaunched.
It's been relaunched, but it's just an HD version of Prince of the Yolk Folk.
Right.
Which I think was one of the later Dizzy's, about 91, I believe.
Yeah, I was out of it by then. Treasure Island Dizzy, that was the last one. For
really?
Me.
So yeah. I did actually play this one on the Master System, which it was actually called Dizzy the Adventurer. So it was the same game, but with a different name.
Yeah.
And it's now on iPhone, iPad and Android. And it looks lovely, like obviously compared to what it used to look like. It's all got the HD graphics, and it was really lovely to play. But I was really shocked at how short it was. It took me what felt like months. I mean, I was 7, 8, I can't really remember. I was quite young, but it felt like, I think I got through my lunch break. But yeah, it was really fun to play. They've changed the controls around a bit, and his jumping, as always, is a little bit difficult to get used to because he's got that forward somersaulty rolly motion, and you have to really time it quite carefully, especially when you're climbing up loads of things. You fall down, fall through clouds. It's really annoying.
Yep.
But I found it surprisingly quick. That's all I'll say.
About an hour or so to...
I think I'm pretty sure I got through it in my lunch break.
Is the whole game, is it? It's the same,
yeah, it's
the whole
game.
Game.
It's been some of the kind of like... kind of speech between the characters has changed slightly, but I think, as far as I'm aware, it's pretty much the same.
So what do you think? Do you think that they've made it a little bit simpler for kids these days, or are you just better?
Thinking about it, the reason it probably didn't take me as long is because, obviously, in original Dizzy, you could die. 3 lives, no continue, I think. Whereas now, you can... I didn't die once. I fell through a cloud. But
we'll talk about dying in games later on, because someone mentions that on the forum, and it's quite an interesting... evolution in gameplay. But so that's the reason. It's not
you can't die, you know, unlimited continues. You get put back to kind of like, well, maybe the other side of the world. But you've there's no continue. But the other thing is that there's a hint system now, which...
Oh, well, this is why it didn't take you any time
at all. No, but I didn't get to the hint system.
Okay.
Come on.
I don't need no hints.
You get a timer and you can collect stars as you go around to add on, I can't remember how many, 10 seconds or 30 seconds of time.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or is it 100 seconds? I can't remember.
Okay.
But as you collect more stars, you collect more time, and it's only if that timer runs down to the end that you get a hint, because they're guessing that you're stuck.
Okay. How much is... This is on iPhone. How much does it cost?
£1.49 for iPhone. I can't remember what it is for iPad because I don't have one.
Anything over a pound on iPhone.
Oh, it's so good to play, though. I mean, if you like Dizzy. Dizzy, for me, they actually did like a little video of all the people that went to the launch, the breakfast launch, and kind of getting people's memories of it. And I said, to be honest, I don't have a huge memory of it because it was one of my kind of like earlier games. But all I do have is a really... like warm fuzzy feeling about it. It was one of my first games that I really remember playing and loving, and I think it was the first start for me into kind of like the point and clicky type genre where you pick something up, you have to use it, or you have to take it to somebody and solve puzzles. I think that's where what really got me on the path to then the LucasArts and stuff.
I will have a look at it, but I don't think I've ever paid for an app on my iPhone. I don't like paying for them. I paid for Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars. That was a waste of money. Impossible to control.
Really?
It's a little bit of a barrier, the payment thing.
Yeah.
I paid £3.49 for Shadow Gun the other day.
Oh, right, yeah.
On mine. And I think that's about the limit. But I used to buy budget games back in the Spectrum days for $1.99. The old Mastertronic ones.
Yeah, Mastertronic
were like
awesome.
Yeah. And that was great. So I think it's kind of like the new version of budget.
There was a game, on the BBC, which I think was called Mr. Freeze, which was Mastertronic. They had a very distinct covers, and that was £1.99. That was a good game as well. Yeah. You have to be very careful with Mastertronic, because some of them were rubbish. But some of them, there were a couple of gems in
definitely
there.
Definitely a mixed bag. I liked BMX Simulator.
Oh, that was wicked!
That was amazing, wasn't
that was
it?
Wicked. Is that was done by some famous people.
Actually, that was Codemasters, wasn't it?
That was BMX Codemasters.
Yeah.
Verity, see, you nudged us as old men. It's like Grandpa on Christmas Day. You ask him one question about World War II, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. We'll be talking through till Boxing Day. By the way, we've got over 402 likers. So what we're going to do is we're going to get a picture of us today, probably a little rubbish one on a phone, post that up there because we said we would if we got 400. And then in the new year, we're going to get a professional photographer to come in, and we're all going to dress like Abraham Lincoln.
Yep, it's going to be amazing.
Video games. Have you played any?
Yes, I have.
Ever?
Yeah. Well, I mentioned Shadowgun, so I should mention that. I've been playing that. An Android shooter that borrows heavily from Gears of War.
Right.
And it's been described as the best-looking game on Android, or perhaps even on mobile phones still. And it does look really, really lovely. Mm. But the trouble I have with it, that I really can't get over, is this whole playing games on a touchscreen phone thing. And not having real controls to deal with. Mm. And if I'm doing portable gaming, I want it to be on a DS or a PSP, where I've got a proper little thumbstick and proper buttons. Because... My thumbs are just slipping all over the screen, and
it might depend what kind of game you're playing. Because for Dizzy, although they are a bit fiddly just because of his jumping mostly, they kind of work. And when I played like Monkey Island on iPhone and Broken Sword, they're all point and click, so it's kind of touch and go there. So it kind of works for that. I think
that's
maybe with shooters.
True,
Maybe it's
because you're younger. Maybe this is a generational thing, seriously. Because we've been brought up with, when I was a kid, we were brought up with a joystick and a button there. And then we got the controllers. Maybe you've evolved. It's like kids' thumbs are bigger, aren't they? Is that a fact, or did I just dream that one night? They are, aren't they?
No, I don't know, are they?
I think they're going to be one day. I'm not
that's
sure
it,
they
that's
are
it.
Yet.
They're going to be one day. I remember now. Kids' thumbs are going to be bigger one day because they text all the time and stuff like that. I don't know if you've seen kids, but they're texting all the time. Their mates, like family, stuff like that. It's incredible. So maybe that you young people are better at playing on glass. Does that make any
sense at all? Well.
Yeah, definitely. If that's the first type of game you experience and you start playing on that, then you would adapt.
Well, you've seen that YouTube video doing the rounds where there's a baby trying to with a proper magazine trying to turn it as if it's an iPad.
Oh my god,
that really freaks me out.
I've not seen it. No, we're devolving.
Basically, it's a baby probably like a one-year-old, more than that, kind of like pinching to zoom and stuff like that.
Ooh,
it's quite odd. Although I'm not... Well, It's that's how it's put over on YouTube. Like they show the baby with an iPad doing all sorts of stuff, and then they show him with a magazine trying to do the same things. But I'm not just convinced it's just babies just grabbing, you know. I don't know, but that's the way they're putting it across on.
Did you really not get me a present, you two?
it's on its way. You know, you don't believe us.
That's just so unbelievable.
No, it's coming.
Wait, just wait.
We just got delayed, but we'll you know, we'll
get it to you.
It'll come. It'll arrive before Christmas. Yeah. Don't worry.
I'll leave the other presents in my bag then. I did see that they have all these catalogues that sell rubbish for Christmas, but there's one or two good things stick out. I saw, you know, like arcade cabinets. There was like a mini arcade cabinet for an iPhone that you slot the iPhone in, and it's got
No, isn't it an iPad? I think it's called the iCade.
Maybe.
And you
it
put
is,
it in it's the screen. I think that looks really good. I've not actually used it.
Would it work on the games, though? It wouldn't work with too many games.
I think you download specific games for...
Okay.
I think you do.
It does look awesome.
Yeah, it does look really good, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's specific apps for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool. Talking of arcades, was another game that I played this month, which is a very, very specialist game. But it's called iAsteroids.
It's
an arcade game that you control with your eyes.
It's the
now
future.
Now you're winding. Is this a joke?
It's true. It's amazing. Future. It's really, really cool. It is the future.
Where?
It was at the Trocadero. They're showing it off there at the moment. And then
the Trocadero? People still go there, do they?
Yeah, I know. Wow. That was amazing.
It's
as well.
So early 90s.
It's probably still there.
Do you remember when the Nickelodeon studio used to be in there?
Did. MTV was there for a while.
Was it?
And they also had a weird thing called like Alien Hunt, where you used to like run around, be guided by these guides would take you around like what was the spaceship from Alien. And then, like, suddenly aliens will come and you have to run and stuff. Anyway,
but yeah, so it's still there, and they have this game there at the moment that you control with your eyes. And it is just like an updated version of Asteroids, basically. You control the planet Earth, okay, and you've got all of these rocks coming in, just in the grand old style. And whichever one you want to shoot, you just look at it.
Do you use the phrase, just in the grand old style?
Yeah.
Just in the grand old style of Asteroids. iArcade. What's it called?
iAsteroids.
iAsteroids.
Yes. He's having a funny turn. Are you all right?
Yeah, fine. I'm back.
Good.
Wow.
iAsteroids. You look at what you want to shoot, and a laser suddenly comes
out. But how does that work?
It's amazing. It makes you feel like Superman, because you've just got these laser beams effectively coming out of your eyes.
You say effectively, but you haven't actually got laser beams coming out of your eyes.
You do. Honestly, trust me, when you're actually playing this game, you feel like Superman. It's ridiculous, I know, but it's true. And it's got some sensors in there that look at your eyes and detect the changes in light reflecting off of them, apparently. That's the simple explanation. I forgot the rest of it.
How accurate is it? Is it accurate?
It's pretty accurate. It's not perfect by any means. The guy tells me it's accurate to within 10 millimetres. So it's okay
for
this game.
10 millimetres, hang on. That's a centimetre.
Wow. It is. It's okay for this game where the graphics are quite big and you don't really need that really full-on accuracy. But he says that they're improving it all the time, and he said to me that he reckons...
Who is this man? Just some bloke you made a pub.
This man.
This is the guy that runs this company. They're called, they're called Toby. They're from Sweden.
It sounds awesome. If this works, it sounds incredible.
And he reckons it could be in the living rooms within 2 years. He wouldn't say who they're working with, but they're working with various developers. And you'd imagine Kinect, maybe?
Yeah,
of course. That's absolutely obvious.
But at the moment, you have to be quite close to it for it to work. So they'd have to iron that out. Mm. It wouldn't work across a whole living room. But he was saying these really cool things about it.
They could do it with, like, glasses, I'm guessing. You could put glasses on.
It works if you are wearing glasses, or like I wear contact lenses, and it worked fine with that.
That wasn't the point I was making, but I would say maybe that could be the technology.
Yeah,
I should be telling this guy. Sorry, not you. I should be telling Toby.
So then it beams it over to the
like the glasses read your eyes.
Read your eyes. And
Can we try something? I want to see what your face looks like while you're playing it. Can we pretend this plate of mince pies are some asteroids?
Okay.
Can you show me how you played it? Now zap them. Oh, dear listener, I wish you could have seen that. I wish this was being filmed, because that was wonderful.
I did make myself do that quite a lot, which was leaning in towards the arcade just to really, really concentrate on the particular asteroid. And I kept doing that. You must look like an idiot playing this game, but it's enormous fun. But he had these really good ideas, this guy showing me, about what they could use it for eventually. And he was saying about how, if you're playing a football game, for instance, the idea of passing the ball isn't very elegant at the moment. You just do the thumbstick and direct the ball that way. But instead, you could look at the player that you want to pass to and then press the button, and it's a lot more natural.
But then, there's a lot of pressure to control your eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly being... if I'm playing a computer game, I'm constantly like looking at the cat and... what's that going past the house? I'm looking everywhere. So I don't want to zap. I don't want to kill my cat by zapping her. I like the cat, but you've got to focus. And I imagine that I would imagine it's quite hard to focus your eyes exactly where. For example, earlier on, Verity is wearing a badge, and I was looking at the badge, but it was I had to focus on the badge. You're just saying it's difficult to focus your eyes.
Yeah, that's true.
What I'm saying.
I'm with you. Good. I get it.
But that will come down to the game development, won't it? And just making it fit.
I don't know why I'm worrying about
it properly.
Talking about weird games, did you hear about this? Well, this peeing game at.
Oh yeah, you mentioned this because you got invited to it, and I saw it on TV.
I got invited to go and try
it on
out.
The Facebook thing. Yeah, it's a urinal.
But it's a urinal. I was thinking, well, I just don't see how that's going to work.
You're not equipped, are you?
I'm
really?
Not equipped, no. But I've. Did you get invited?
I did, but I was sadly unable to make it. I was
gone,
very
you should have sent me. I'd have gone for that. I'd have done a special bonus report because I saw it on Click on the BBC, and so it's like driving game or something. And so you wee to the left, and you turn to the left, you wee to the right.
I'm just concerned people might get over like excited, start peeing on people's shoes.
You've never been to a men's toilet, have you?
No.
They do that anyway. There's wee-wee everywhere.
It's hard to make it any worse.
It really is.
Wow. Unpleasant.
You can still go and have a go because they're a permanent fixture, these things. They're selling them to bars all over the place, but they're in that bar that they did the launch of.
Ballam.
I don't know, somewhere in London.
It's in Ballam.
But yeah, it's a skiing game anyway. So that's the idea. You direct the stream and ski down the hill. I reckon they're bringing in another one that's multiple choice quiz.
Excellent.
And the other one, which I like the best, which is an art package.
Oh,
so you can draw your own picture, and then at the end you can email it. So the guy was saying, why not email it to your girlfriend?
Anyway, I've not played any video games this month.
I've played
nothing at all.
No, I spent 2 days putting my CDs into alphabetical order.
Oh my.
It was
one of those.
Oh man, it's the best. For ages, they've been on this bookshelf. All these like 900 CDs on this bookshelf. They're all ordering on top of each other and in front of each other, and I've hated it. We've got some new shelves built in the spare room. The CDs are in alphabetical order.
How old's
so
your
sexy.
Son?
He's 2.
How old will he have to be able to reach the shelves?
He won't be able to reach that until he's about 12. I've got 10 years of having those bad boys in
conditioning
order.
Him to remember that if he ever takes a CD from your shelf, he has to put it back.
Wow. You played another video game, Verity?
Yes, no, I got my a new 3DS.
Oh, nice one.
So I've been playing Super Mario 3D Land, which I'm really enjoying. I'm only on the third world of 8, I think. But it's really good. I haven't played a Mario game for quite a while. I've never played any of Super Mario Galaxy. What's it called?
Oh, well, the Wii version.
Never played that. Although you said it's really, really good. They're both really good, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't played one for quite a while. Really enjoying that. And I've also just got through Sonic Generations for the 3DS, which we were saying about how that's the kind of game that you want to play on the 3DS. Mm. So the 3D's quite good on it, I find.
Keep going.
The 3D's really good, isn't it? It's a really, really enjoyable game.
What, on Sonic?
On Mario.
Because I find the 3D on Sonic really off-putting.
Oh, no.
For the most part. Uh-oh. But then I'm a bit moody about 3D.
You are moody about 3D.
So, yeah, don't take any notice of me.
No, it's really good. I'm kind of a bit addicted to it. I didn't want to put it down every time I'm on the tube. I'm like, ooh, have a go. So, yeah, I'm enjoying that one right now.
That's cool. It's about time we got some good games for the 3DS.
Yeah, there's also...
been a long time waiting.
I went to the launch of Mario Kart.
Now, I was invited to the launch of Mario Kart. There's a new phenomenon that's happening at launches of games. Did you get a...
No.
Oh.
Of course I didn't.
Did you not?
No.
There's a new phenomenon where I have been invited to... You have one now, and I'll talk for a bit.
Which one? Eeny, meeny.
That one looks better.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Where... I'm being invited to launches of games, and in return I get a copy of the game, a goodie bag, and a console.
Yes, I've been hearing about this.
All I have to do is then tweet, this game's good. I don't mind doing that. Mm. So, I have played a game, played Assassin's Creed.
Oh, okay, yeah, the new one.
I'm taking the dirty dollar. But I played Assassin's Creed, it was this weird thing, and normally at game launches, as you know, there are lots of people there. It was just me. Verity's mince pie has crumbled. it was just me and like the people from the company. So I walked into this room going, hi. And I sat down and I played Assassin's Creed, which is excellent.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that now because I'm out of there. I enjoyed it. From what I played, the opening kind of film is amazing. It looks amazing. And I played the game for about half an hour. For that half an hour, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And then as they're going, I knew what was coming, but I was kind of waiting for it. They said, oh, well, we'd like to say as a thank you. Or could you just tweet that you've been here and you enjoyed it? Tweet, yeah, I've been here. Just as a thank you, we've got a little goodie bag for you. Yes, this is what I came for. So I got like an Assassin's Creed hoodie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get that away.
Did you leave it on the street this time?
I didn't. I took it to Oxfam. Some other Assassin's Creed goodies. Oxfam. The Assassin's Creed game. Kept that. PlayStation 3. Boom.
Didn't you have a PlayStation 3 last time?
Yeah, now I've got two.
I thought it was like your third already.
No, I've only got two. I did have a third one. I gave that away. Now I've got two. I was invited to the Mario Kart. And I was going to get a free 3DS. And I couldn't go, so I emailed them saying, I can't make it, but if you want to send me... So basically what they're doing is they're bribing has-beens with technical
and
hardware.
You're totally lapping it up.
I'm loving it. I'm loving every second of it. So if anybody wants to invite me to something and gives me like free stuff, but like good free stuff, I don't... Right. Just a game, you know, if it's a good game, I'll do it, but I want, you know, I get sent games, so I want, you know, like I want another PlayStation 3 if I can.
Give it to me.
No.
Oh.
I'd love... My ambition is to have the biggest collection of PlayStation 3s in the world.
Well, I have none.
Have you not got one?
No.
I tell you what. Here's the deal. If I get one more PlayStation 3, you can borrow it.
Yeah.
If I get one more, you can have it.
I'll borrow it.
You've got some mince pie on your...
Thanks.
But Assassin's Creed, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that. I would tweet. I would do the tweet that was required here. I would speak honestly and openly about anything. You can trust me implicitly. But I did enjoy Assassin's Creed.
You need to start building a tower of PlayStation 3s or something.
Yeah.
And you could get in the Guinness Book of Records.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
So you've got a garden, haven't you?
You've got a garden,
you can have like some massive leaning tower of PS3.
I'm going to make a PS3 out of PS3s.
Like it.
That's what I'm going to do. You know, like you get pictures that are made out of like tiny, tiny little pictures of people.
Yeah.
So you get like a picture of a woman, like an old woman. But if you look carefully, every little pixel is like a picture of like a young person.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the same, but with PlayStation 3s.
Definitely.
There you go. That's your project.
We need a deadline this time next year.
Oh, this time next month.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
How many game launches are coming out?
Can I say, if anybody does want to send either myself, Nick, or Verity things, you are more than welcome. Please, please don't hold back. Don't hold back.
Yeah, Verity and I are above bribery, but not really.
So
let's get on it.
Let's get on.
Are we starting now?
Nick, you've typed up a fact sheet that I've, if I'm honest, I've not bothered to look at. Would you like to go through it with us?
Yeah, I would do. Unfortunately, I only printed two, so I need to share one with somebody. We had the VGA awards the other night.
I'm assuming that's video game awards.
Yes, that's right.
So you don't need to say
over in the States.
You don't need to say awards then. It's like saying pin number.
The VGAs.
Yeah, it is. But I say pin number as well.
But you shouldn't say pin number.
But I do.
So the VGA awards. What happened?
The VGA awards. Well, it's two parts of the VGA awards, really. Part is the actual awards for all kinds of stuff, but then pretty much the main event of it these days is all of the exclusive trailers that they shove, and you get a lot of big new game announcements there. The one that stood out was called The Last of Us, which is this PS3 exclusive.
Yeah,
and
it looks
lovely. It looks beautiful. It's being developed by Naughty Dog, who do the Uncharted series.
Oh, okay, yes.
And surely Crash
no
Bandicoot.
Well, yeah.
Excellent.
I think that one's on the back burner for the time being.
Really? Okay.
You've got your retro head on today, Verity, and I like it. Mm. I like it a lot.
No one knew they were making this game. They kept it completely under wraps and then did the big unveil. It's another zombie game.
Sweet.
You're trapped somewhere and the zombie hordes are outside, but they say there's a bit of a twist to it because it's really story-focused, like Uncharted is. And it's all about this guy and his 14-year-old daughter, and they're the two principal characters in it, and apparently they're going to be the real focus to the story.
Did anyone see the final of The Young Apprentice?
No.
I've never watched it. I like The Apprentice. I've never watched The Young Apprentice. It was on last night, and I watched it. And they had to design a video game. So it's the two teams. They have to design a video game. And so one team comes up with this thing where you're the prime minister, and you have to make all these decisions, and you've got to try and make money and stuff. And the other team is going they're all come to this thing called Percy Pig or something, but Peter the Porky Pig or something, and he's being chased by a butcher. And they're going, so, right, we're okay, we're all happy with the pig. And this little lad goes, no, I don't like that game. Oh, you've got an idea yourself, have you? Well, yeah, you could be like this man, and you're in a graveyard, and loads of zombies come out of the ground, and they try and kill you. And they're all going, oh, that sounds rubbish. I'm thinking, no, that sounds like the best game ever. A 14-year-old has come up with an idea where you're in a graveyard and there are zombies. Yes, make that game. They didn't, and they made the pig game, and it won. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is we can't have enough zombie games.
I don't think we can. This is what I was going to say, because this game does look stunning, graphically amazing, and all of the trailer they showed was from the actual in-game engine, so it's what you'll actually be playing.
Yeah.
But then I'm thinking, it's another zombie game. Do we need another zombie game? We've got a lot.
I don't think. I think if people are making good ones and there is enough of a twist, then I think there's still a little bit of mileage in the genre.
And that is what they were getting at, to be fair. They were saying, you know, we're going to take this genre and do something very different that no one's done before. So
I think so.
And I think so too. I prefer zombie games to, like, for example, Call of Duty and things like that. There's lots of different missions and stuff, but it's still the same idea.
Yeah.
And
Call of Duty zombie mode, though.
Oh, well, of course. Awesome. That's like a mashing of two genres. But, you know, I think as long as, like, people keep recreating it and different storylines, I'd always shoot some zombies.
There's always got to be a baddie, and they might as well be zombies.
Why not? But yeah, I think so. Yeah. I prefer to shoot zombies.
Baddie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because
you don't feel bad.
No one can argue about shooting a zombie.
No.
That's all they're there for. You shoot any kind of real person.
I don't think anyone could argue about shooting. I don't think anyone could argue about shooting a Nazi either.
Well, that's the other perfect baddie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that's why Nazi zombie mode is just the pinnacle of shootiness.
Sweet.
Pinnacle of shootiness.
What other exclusives?
Well, there was more. Well, we saw a little bit more from Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Patriots, which I knew you would be excited about. I know you're a Rainbow Six.
Well, again, at the Assassin's Creed launch, I said, oh, by the way, you're the guys that do Rainbow Six, aren't you? And they went, yeah. Do you like it? I said, oh, it's my favourite shooter. The Rainbow Six Vegas, the first one in particular. But before that, I think, was it Black Storm? I can't remember. Anyway, Rainbow Six are my favourite shooters. I think it's much better than Call of Duty. You've got stealth, you've got there's more intelligence to it. And they were surprised. I was raving about it. They said, oh, well, let us show you this then. And they had some exclusive in-game footage. And it looks awesome.
Nice.
It was on a bridge. Yeah. I think it's on YouTube now. I think they've put it up on YouTube. But it just looks. And I said, oh, I was like, oh, exciting. When is this coming out? 2013.
Oh.
Well, don't show it to me now. I've got like 15 months of. And they said something very rude then. They're waiting.
That's the trouble. And that's the same for the zombie one, The Last of Us as well. Probably 2013 also. But I've not seen the in-game stuff for Patriots. Just the CGI bit where the guy gets blasted out of a tower block with a bomb strapped to his chest or something.
There's this weird thing in it where you can see through vehicles. You can see through a car.
Oh, okay.
Or you can sort of see the outline of someone behind. To be honest, I never play the single player on Rainbow Six. It's just bang, goes straight online.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Some of the awards from VGAs. Game of the Year, Skyrim.
Best
action adventure game.
I've not got Skyrim.
Arkham City.
You've not played it?
No, I really want to.
It's on my Christmas list for Father Christmas. Yeah. Nick, sorry, what was the next thing you said?
The best action adventure game, Arkham City.
Yep.
Which also got best Xbox game.
Okay.
Best PS3 game, Uncharted 3.
Okay, I've not played that yet.
That's awesome. It's great.
I'm going to have a little crack at that maybe this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, really good.
There's been some, the last few months, this year, there's been some awesome games have come out. I think that there's been a huge leap in kind of the excellence in games.
I still haven't finished Deus Ex, which came out all the way back in August, because so many good games came out since.
It's been a good year.
Have you played Skyrim yet?
Yeah, but I'm trying to save it for Christmas. because there's been so much going on, I decided I was going to save it for Christmas and really get stuck into it then. But I couldn't quite wait, so I played a little bit of it the other day.
Have you bought it for yourself as a Christmas present? Is that what you're saying?
Effectively, yeah. The time on Skyrim is my Christmas present to myself.
I say, you got something.
Your partner will be so pleased to hear that.
Too. Yeah.
I haven't played it, but I've got a friend who loves it, and she's getting up at like 5:30 before work to play a couple of hours, and then going home and like locking herself away over the weekends to play Skyrim. Yeah. She loves it.
Now
she will be, yeah. Right, what else?
Best Wii game, Legend of Zelda, Skyward Sword.
Okay.
Which I haven't played yet.
I played at E3 last year.
Yeah.
Very briefly, like you're on a line or you get 5 minutes or something. But yeah, I haven't played it, haven't played the finished thing, so.
Okay, I haven't played it.
Best PC game, Portal 2. I think that should have been Game of the Year for me. What would you have as Game of the Year? Here we are, end of 2011. 2011.
It's not booze either, kids. It's not booze. Game of the Year. I'll give you Batman.
Batman.
I had a. I've started playing that as well, but again, haven't really had the time to get properly stuck into it. Portal 2, I didn't finish either.
Go back, finish that. Definitely. That's the real standout game for me this year. I haven't played anything else that's just really made me think, just be so excited by how imaginative it is, and Portal 2 really had that.
Skyrim bugs. What's happened with Skyrim?
People keep moaning about how buggy it is, especially on PlayStation 3, apparently. But yeah, there's this new bug that they've released a patch to fix the bugs, but it's made some new bugs.
Okay, of course.
One of which is a bit boring, but the other one's great. It makes the dragons fly backwards.
That's good. That's wonderful.
Well, I think so, yeah. Maybe it's a feature.
The new Xbox 360 dashboard. I haven't turned my Xbox on for ages. I won't bore you, dear listener, but we've been having a nightmare with building. But I have turned it on this week for the first time in probably a couple of months. I've been playing is Halo Wars again. I can't stop playing that. It's not even that good a game, but I'm addicted. But the new Xbox 360, what do they call it? Dashboard, that's the word, isn't it? Very sexy.
Mm.
Very, very sexy. And you can do kind of everything with it now. There's a Sky player on it. You can watch movies. Was it I Love Movies? Is that the...
Love Films.
Love Films, that's it. Yeah. They're kind of linked up.
You can even see MSN on there.
What,
you
really?
Can actually, yeah.
Is it on there?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, how do we get on there?
That's a very good point.
We are on there.
Oh, you are. You guys. Again, you know, Christmas we present are. And you're cutting me out of the team.
No, that's on for our other channel, Tech and Gadgets. Okay. We do the video.
So I can see you on my
gadget
Xbox.
Reviews. Yes.
Doing our tech reviews.
That's
indeed.
Very exciting.
Yeah,
okay.
how
can people find that? Is it easy to find?
Yeah, it's the MSN app on the Xbox dashboard. So just go hunting for that. And there's all of our Ents videos on there as well.
And is there a video of you too?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Then, dear listener, you have to go and download that and facebook.com/MSN Gamecast. I want critiques of their performances.
Probably should not have mentioned that, should I?
I want critiques of Nick and Verity's performance on the Xbox dashboard, please.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Go see. Well, that's exciting. We're looking to get in the podcast on there as well.
There must be some way of integrating it in there, I would have thought.
Definitely would be good.
Pushing the boundaries. But it looks awesome, you know, and it's another step towards... and I know PlayStation are doing similar things as well, making the games console the only box you need. And that you can watch DVD, which Blu-ray of the PlayStation, you can watch TV. The iPlayer's not on the Xbox yet, is it? But it's coming, I think, isn't it?
I'd have to come back to
Someone told me it's coming. I don't know if it is or not. But you can stream movies.
Got four on demand, Channel 5 on demand.
Four on demand. You can do pretty much everything.
Yeah. I think PlayStation really needs to catch up with this because... You place the two side by side, and you know the Xbox is streets ahead with that new layout. I thought it was already, to be honest, because it's just everything's a lot more accessible. It's right up there in front of you, and you see all these really cool things you want to go into. The PlayStation dashboard is all a little bit more.
Now
hidden.
I'm going to interrupt it because people will say, "Ah, yes, but you're working for MSN,
and therefore
you are just saying that because you're paid to say that." Genuinely not, and I know you won't believe this, but we are genuinely not. We can kind of say if Microsoft muff up, we're allowed to say. But if you disagree with us, if you think the PlayStation online dashboard is better and more sophisticated and works better, you can either email me ian@ianlee.com or preferably. facebook.com/MSN Gamecast and tell us why you think it's better and we'll read those out next month.
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely.
Anything else, sir?
Kinect. Yeah. Apparently there's a new Kinect on the way and Kinect it's too. So accurate it can lip read.
Oh, go on. Yes, I'm in.
So I guess this might link up to the whole thing that you were talking about with maybe being able to track your eyes.
If
it's so accurate it can read your lips. Maybe it can read your eyes.
Read
as well.
Our lips. But why would it do that? Why would you want it to read your lips? What's the benefit?
I guess to... For improved like voice recognition and things like that, I guess. And apparently you'll be able to track the pitch and volume of player voices, the facial characteristics to see if when you're angry or getting annoyed at a game or something.
The thing about Kinect, I think it's wonderful and it's a marvellous invention and it works like a dream. But the games, you know, they're still not really... The very, very few games make full use of its abilities. Surely we should be concentrating on making better... We have any influence. Surely people should be concentrating on making better games that use that technology before advancing to the next generation of that technology, it seems.
Yeah, but they're making the games that they want to make for Kinect.
Yeah.
They're party games and their whole family games.
Yeah.
And it's hugely successful with that particular area of the market.
Mm.
And that's what they wanted to pull in, because the Wii had all of those, didn't it? And I think while that carries on, it's going to carry on being the party stuff. But there's other stuff like that. Fable the Journey, that's coming. That's going to have loads of Kinect in it.
And that's a bit more... I've not played it, but there's that Star Wars one coming. I don't know how good that's going to be or whatever.
Okay.
But
that could be cool, yeah. But yeah, this sort of lip-reading stuff could be really great. It's basically face tracking, so it can just really interact with you. And maybe you could morph your face onto your character in the game or something like that. That'd be pretty smart.
Well, Rainbow Six, you could do that.
Yeah, but it was static, wasn't it? Didn't it just take a photo?
It did. You took one on the front and one on the side. But it blinked and it kind of did that. I used to love it. Apparently, the reason that no other games did it was because... Ubisoft, I never know how to say it. They owned the technology to how that works, and they wouldn't share it with anyone.
Oh.
Which I think was ridiculous. But you would get people running around with, like, masks on or... You know, scary. I used to love it.
Yeah.
Easily pleased.
So they wouldn't share it, and then they never used it.
List of Vita launch titles coming out here. We got some Uncharted. We played that, didn't we?
We had a go at that. And the guy next to us was playing Wipeout 2048.
That looked particular. I love Wipeout.
It did look tasty, didn't it? Definitely.
I haven't played Wipeout since PlayStation 1.
And the original Wipeout. I kind of had a go on the original one recently. Not the HD version, but the actual original PS1 version. And the graphics are nowhere near as good as you'd remember them. But it's still a cracking game. It's still ridiculously fast. And that music is just... I remember really playing that a lot. And just having, you know, you'd be lying in bed trying to sleep. And you'd just have that track and that music in your head.
That was one of my first PlayStation 1 games, I think. That and Resident Evil.
It was the game that got me back into gaming. I saw it on a friend's Sega Saturn. And I haven't played games for ages. And we went round to a friend's house. And they said, oh, do you play some video games? I was like... Yeah, whatever, it's so passe. Thinking they'd be getting out like Sonic or something. And they got out Wipeout on the Sega Saturn. I literally said, when did games get this good? I've missed a hot... It was amazing. It blew my mind. On the Saturn.
Yeah.
And it blew my mind.
It was great on handheld as well. I think it works so well on the PSP. So, yeah, on the Vita it's
Little
be
Deviants.
Well, the other one that really stands out on the list for me is Escape Plan, which I've seen a little bit of.
Yep.
Because it's a little bit arty and a little bit quirky. It's all in black and white, and you just play these variety of oddball characters. But it's basically just a puzzle game at heart. You just have to escape from these increasingly difficult situations.
I'm in.
And it uses all of the front and back touchscreen things that you've got on the Vita. And it just looks really cool.
Is there a date for Vita?
Yes, there is. It's the 22nd of February.
It's birthday. Oh.
That's what I remember.
Sony! How well... Sony, who I know, listen to this every month. They're all sat around one big desk. The whole Sony UK team is listening to this now. Please, send one to Nick, to Verity, and indeed to myself.
He's so excited since it was announced. It's just fate that it happens to come out on his birthday. Look.
Okay, should we go to the Facebook page? Yeah. And by the way, you have been chatting away like lunatics on there, and
good
we thank you for
work.
It. It's brilliant because it saves us doing a lot of prep, basically. facebook.com/MSNGamecast. And we post things on there and kind of talking points and things that are going through our head at the time. But if you want to start off any conversations... Then away you go. Nick, Verity, do you want to dive in first? What have you got?
We've been asking people what they want for Christmas.
Oh yeah, we did.
In a game sense.
I haven't got that in front of me. Looks like
yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Turn it over.
Now I do. Thank you.
So yes, in the game sense, a couple of people thought we just meant in general.
Oh yeah, Lindy has got. So what do you want for Christmas? A hat, scarf, bread bin, socks.
Well,
not quite.
It was Actually, the question was, I want to know what your best and worst Christmas video game related experiences were.
And what's on your list of Father Christmas? This is because my best Christmas video game experience was being at my nan's, and we'd on Boxing Day, and we'd open all our presents at home, and I hadn't got Elite. And we went to my nan's, and my nan had got me Elite. She hadn't got it for me. My mum had bought it. But you open it up, and it was just this massive box. I remember Boxing Night, just reading there was a rubbish novella in there. Reading that, The Dark Wheel, reading the instructions. And I couldn't even get to my computer, but thinking, life does not get any better than this. Thank you, Nan. God bless her soul.
I think mine was probably 1990-1991, where I got this Mega Drive with the Master System with the Alex Kidd built in. Kidd in Miracle World. Oh, yes.
I thought mine was going to be unique, and then I saw Russell Franklin has put exactly the same thing, getting my Amiga 500 with Batman. At the time, the graphics were like nothing I'd seen before. And that's exactly the same one for me. I got that Amiga and plugged it in. It was my upgrade from the Spectrum 48K, and it was just like stepping into another world, really.
Amazing. Dan Uranus says, I remember my best friend coming round and playing 3 weeks in Paradise whilst I had conjunctivitis. Wow. My eyes glued together with yellow crusts throughout the night.
Ah, nice.
But nothing stopped the joy of leading Wally Week and friends around the desert island on my ZX Spectrum.
Oh, Wally Week was a great character. I
don't know that game.
I remember playing to the previous one. There was one where you're in a car or a mechanic's place. Someone will have to remind me of the name of that. And then Pajama-rama.
Yeah, that rings a bell. Simon Townsend says, playing Streets of Rage co-op and keep on grabbing your partner to knee them, making out it was an accident. I like it when you do that in games. I'm sorry, it was an accident. I pressed the wrong button. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Stop doing it. I do love winding people up
on
co-op.
The classic one was Gauntlet, always accidentally stealing the food. Oh, no, I didn't mean it. The ghost was chasing me. I couldn't help it.
I remember that. Yeah, so Gauntlet was a lot of fun for winding people up.
Matt Smith says he got a Game Gear for Christmas, but not the adapter. He used up 8 batteries in about an hour. The best and the worst in one.
Elton McManus, the best, getting my Amiga 500 with extra 500 megabytes. Is that?
Yeah.
Of RAM. And Jeff Crammond's Grand Prix. Worse, trying to slog through Final Fantasy VII. What a load of guff that was. I think I only played one Final Fantasy game, and I think it was that one on the PlayStation. Mm. And I remember playing it, thinking, oh, it's going to start getting good in a minute. It's going to start getting good in a minute. And then I looked at the stats. I've been playing for 10 hours. It had not got good. And I thought, this game ain't for me. This is not going to pick up anywhere.
And the extra RAM for the Amiga wasn't actually 500 megabytes. It was half a megabyte.
Really?
Half a meg of RAM.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And those are the days.
It was amazing. When you plugged it in, it changed everything.
Martin Spackman says he found Barry McGuigan Boxing for the Commodore 64 2 weeks before Christmas in my mum's cupboard and completed it by Christmas Eve, then had to pretend to be surprised on Christmas morning.
Where did your parents hide your presents? Because mine used to hide them on top of their wardrobe.
Yeah, on top of the wardrobe, under the bed, had one of those beds with the pull-out drawers underneath in there. I was terrible for going looking.
I remember.
And then I used to be really annoyed with myself afterwards. Why have I done that?
I remember one year getting all my presents, and I knew that they hadn't given me something that I'd seen, an electronic chess set. And in the afternoon, I was going, well, I really wanted a chess set, but I didn't. I showed my mum, it's upstairs, I'll go and get it for you. So, where did your parents hide their presents?
I only ever went looking once because I felt so guilty. Yeah.
I did feel bad.
I never did it again. So that one time they were on top of the cupboard, and I never went back.
My mum still hides them, even though I don't live there anymore, and she just forgets where she's put them all. So on like the 27th or 28th, she'll be like, I found this. Just a little one she's hidden in a kitchen drawer or something.
Did you read this one from Sam about the PSP? A few years ago, my dad bought me a PSP. I remember him asking me what I want, so I told him. He bought what I thought was the PSP wrapped up, and he deliberately dropped it. I thought it was smashed, but as I unwrapped it, all worried, it turned out to be a PSP case with cardboard in. He tricked me good and proper.
Dad's got
that reminds me of asking for Donkey Kong on the Game & Watch. You know, the old flip-out screen thing.
The orange one. It was orange one. Classic.
It was all I wanted. That was all I wanted. And woke up Christmas Day, and I had this enormous package underneath the tree, and I was gutted. Because there's no way. You know, it's a massive present. Yeah. I should have been really pleased. There's no way that's Donkey Kong. And open it up, and there's just loads of packaging. There's boxes.
Look at that.
half an hour later, I get in, and there's Donkey Kong, this tiny little parcel right
the
in the
old
middle.
Tiny thing in a big box. Yeah. I love
brilliant.
It.
Brilliant.
This is a really nice one. Simon Watts, my favourite game-related memory is getting an N64 when I was 10 years old. I asked for it, but we had no money, so I didn't expect to get it. Open it on Christmas Day and finding GoldenEye included was brilliant. I remember playing it the whole night with my family. That is what Christmas is all about.
Happy Christmas.
We've been going for ages. Let's quickly go through a couple of other bits and pieces. Mm.
David Turner says, I've spent the last few hours checking every bin in London for a free Batman T-shirt.
I left that last month, you may or may not remember. What else is there? Daniel Rayner talks about Spy versus Spy being unplayable. Now, Spy versus Spy, well, they're characters in Mad magazine, and I had the game on the BBC, and it looked awesome. Basically, you're a black spy and a white spy. Mm.
Probably couldn't do it these days.
And you had to run around basically trying to kill each other, and you'd leave like bombs and stuff. But it was so complicated and so fiddly, it was almost unplayable.
Yep, I had the same trouble. I think I loaded that a couple of times and just gave up. I remember magazines having massive guides to it. They were necessary.
And I would go, every 6 months, I'd go, oh, do you know what, I'm a little bit older now. I'll probably get it now. And I never did, but they should bring it out. On like the version on the 360 or PS3 would kind of work.
Paul Kavanagh asks if games have dumbed down over the years, which is what we were just talking about with Dizzy about having, you know, no,
you
just not
really
just the three lives.
Games.
No. What with manuals that are almost game guides and the inability to die and see the game over screens? Does anybody remember Mercenary or Hacker on the C64? Absolutely no instructions with the game on purpose because in the game you are on your own.
Now that sounds... I've never heard of this game, but that sounds awesome. Apparently you just start off and you've got to type in a code or something to get the game to start, but you don't know what it is.
That's mad.
That's
you'd
insane.
Never do that now. Would
I don't
you?
Know. They wouldn't dare. Right. They wouldn't dare. Right. But that's awesome. That's, imagine you've got a game, it's like, I've got no... I remember the first screen of... Douglas... Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy...
Yeah,
I could never get off the first screen. You had to do something ridiculous for it to. I like the fact that you don't die in games. So much. I used to find them so frustrating,
especially when back in the day when you know, like with Dizzy, three lives and that's it, no continue, right back to the start again. That was frustrating. That kind of just made you want to, oh, for God's sake.
It's true. It is a bit of a step up to take that element of frustration out of games, really.
But I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing. I guess some of the really hardcore gamers will find it annoying because they can do it without dying.
But just, I used to... Tomb Raider was the prime example. You had to run around trying to find the crystals before you could save, and it's just like, oh, God. But the thing is, I'm such an old man that I still have to like triple check that I've saved the game now, because I still can't quite believe that you can just sort of log out of a game and it will save that point. I'm still like, where's the save?
It's because we've all had that experience where you've been playing it for 3 hours.
Shenmue.
And you lose everything.
Shenmue for me, I completed I think it was Shenmue 3 discs, I think so. I completed the second disc after literally a 6-hour gaming session. And saved it, then went back to it the next day to start disc 3. I had not; it was not saved. I was like, "Never playing."
Do you remember where you just used to have to leave your console on? I feel like your mum called. Well, my mum used to call me for tea.
Yeah.
Leave it on, and then maybe, or you'd leave it on overnight because you'd play. Yeah, yeah. And I remember, I can't remember what I was playing. I think it might have been something like Echo the Dolphin, and that was really, really hard. At the time, and I turned it back on, turned my TV on, and it had frozen, and I was devastated.
Also, it was like boiling as well. Yeah. You could heat the whole house with it.
I was devastated. I had to turn it off. I think I probably cried. It was horrible.
Talking about leaving things on, my friend who had a Spectrum and I had a BBC, this is how geeky we were. We wanted to see which one was the best, right? So to work out which was the best, we wrote a simple program each for it to count to a million, right? And we're on the phone, we're going, right, you press it now! And then we had to see who's... And the BBC counted to a million faster than the Spectrum. So BBC is officially better than
the
Spectrum. That's it, dear listener. This will be out before Christmas, will it?
It certainly will.
Have a marvellous, marvellous Christmas and a Happy New Year. Do go to the Facebook page, facebook.com /MSN Gamecast. Tell us what you got for Christmas. If you've got any stinkers, you know, if your mum completely misunderstood what you wanted and you got completely the wrong thing, let us know. Any little surprises that you got, and I guess we'll be back in the new year, are we?
We certainly will be.
Okay, we will.
We're confined to doing this nonsense forever. Have a lovely Christmas, Nick.
And you. Happy Christmas.
Verity. Have a lovely Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
See you later on. Ta-ta.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Gamecast from MSN.